Donuts.
Donuts.
Yeah, with the pink glaze, though.
The pink glaze.
That's what they call me Sweet Beats.
Sweet Beats.
We got beets and donuts. What
beets
you need?
And donuts. That's gay.
Coffee, tea.
Sweet tea.
Sweet tea.
Donuts is fitting, though, you know, as you see. Donuts.
Dilla. Background.
Sure.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
I keep that dog on me.
Yeah.
That's a dope line you just came up with, by the way.
Facts.
That's a pretty good line you just came up with.
What are we doing with it?
Bark.
Using the Browns.
Yeah.
Cleveland Browns going to pick it up.
I like that. That's a nice little, Where you, that was good thinking on your feet.
You know?
Yeah, Browns game.
I keep that dog on me.
Man.
What's Proc lacking?
Nice.
How's everybody doing?
I didn't. Are we were recording right now?
Yeah, man. This is a new layout.
It's new format. This new layout.
I heard it.
Right.
I heard it.
Yeah, we already on the pot.
Yeah, man. Sweet. How's everybody doing?
Good, man. I feel lazy. I'm not going to lie to you.
I feel hung the fuck over.
I'm not hungover, but drinking is just not my repertoire anymore, man. That just sucks. This makes me lazy. I'm not hammered. I feel good, but
yeah, the next day is rough.
It's just like I just want to feel sluggish.
Yeah, could use a nap.
Oh, absolutely.
I love naps.
Heck yeah,
I do love naps.
But the fight though, bro, that shit was pretty good, man.
Yeah, that's why y'all are hammered, right? Or hungover.
Yeah, I mean,
I feel like Frank did better than I expected. Because, even though at the, I always want to say standoffs, but, when they...
The weigh-in?
The weigh-in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I felt like Davis was, intimidating him. You know what I mean? And I always want to be the guy, if I was Frank, I wish I could, just stand there and be poised. Don't say shit. I feel like if you don't respond, you get it.
Yeah.
You win, because there's always someone who's going to try to outdo you. And, I feel like Davis, in that situation... You couldn't compete, bro. He's in your face. I'll fuck you up. I'll break you. You know what I'm saying? What you going to say? What else can you say to outbark him?
Yeah, I mean,
people made a big, house down.
People made a big deal of Frank flinching when he bucked at him. But
that left hand was ready, though.
It's a normal reaction.
Yeah. It is. That's what I'm saying, though.
That doesn't mean I'm intimidated by you.
I never understood that shit.
Right, but that's the thing, though.
It's a defensive posture.
But if me and you would do, at the weigh-in and you did that first, I'll be the sucker. Oh, that nigga just bitched you, bro.
Yeah, facts. I mean, you caught the L.
Right.
That's what they would say.
That's crazy.
I understand. So I'm with Steph, too. It's the defense.
It means nothing.
Yeah, what do you expect me to do?
Yeah.
Get punched in the mouth? Huh? I stood here. Huh? You hit me in my face. And what if you actually follow through with that?
Right.
I didn't flinch.
Facts.
That's what I always think about when the people used to say, even back in the day when we was kids. You're like, oh, you flinched. I'm like, so I was supposed to stand here and let you punch me in the mouth.
Absolutely.
Because your flinch was to act like you was going to punch me, right? So I was supposed to stand here and just let you rock me, and that makes me tougher? No, I'm going to flinch.
That nigga Kobe ain't flinch.
Kobe. Oh, yeah. Matt Barnes with the basketball.
Oh, wow.
I don't see how. I blink when they do that shit. I be blinking myself, nigga.
That's like psycho punch. Yeah, that was shit. Not to flinch, bro. You kind of like a psycho, my nigga.
I'm just looking at him.
This off guard. I remember, was it Twan and Aaron Livingston?
Yeah.
I remember Aaron was just the starting one.
Yeah.
So I remember.
Aaron was a grown ass man.
So he
man.
Was like sixth, I think he was. So
and nigga, Gunston. And nigga had a mustache in sixth grade.
Right. But he was 2 years or 1 year younger than us? Because Twan was in the same grade as
us. Yeah, Twan. But I think Twan was older than us.
But I remember he flinched at me, right? And I just stood there. And I remember looking at him. He was just like, why didn't you move? You know what I'm saying? But because I wasn't paying attention, it wasn't like. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I didn't acknowledge it, but yeah. You know what I mean?
And your natural reaction definitely is going to be the flinch.
Absolutely.
Especially if you know you can get knocked out by this nigga.
Facts.
That's just like, intimidating.
What the fuck?
I thought the fight went according to the script, though.
Mm.
Frank looked good early.
Yeah.
But niggas always look good against Tank early. Right. Always.
Right.
Tank is always down 3-4 rounds approaching the midway of the fight. But... Right. At no point in that fight was Frank Martin ever in control.
True.
No point in that fight.
Yeah, but if it wasn't for that knockout, if you had to call those rounds, you said Frank won every round, right?
I thought Frank banked the first 4, maybe 5 rounds.
Right, but according to the judges, it was 67-66, Davis.
They gave Frank the first 3, and I don't know how they scored it after that. But, I mean, maybe they judged it, What I'm saying is, maybe they judged it based on who was controlling the fight. Because I thought Frank was landing the shots, especially earlier in the round, but that's Tank's MO. Like, Tank is a smart, high IQ fighter. Like, he's one of the, he has one of the highest boxing IQs in the sport.
Oh, yeah. I think his percentage, his landing was 35 compared to Frank, who was throwing more punches, obviously, but 15% landed. But I think Davis had more power shots, which is why they probably gave him those last rounds.
Power shot. He's always going to have more power shots. But he literally, it was one point in the fight where I turned to Cam. I was like, Cam, you see what Tank is doing? Like, Tank was literally staring this nigga around the ring. Like, he was making Frank go wherever in the ring he wanted him to be.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, mm-hmm. And that's just IQ. He was setting him up. Like, even it was times where Frank would get close to the ropes, and because Tank has such, you know, strong knockout power, all he got to do is take a hard step in. Frank's going to back himself into the corner because he's scared of the power.
Gotcha.
Right, Tank don't even have to throw no punches. He wasn't even punching like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he was still moving Frank everywhere he wanted Frank to be, setting him up for later on. Because now once I get you in the corner, now what I'm checking for is, how are you going to react?
Mm-hmm.
Which way do you like to exit? Do you go to your left or do you go to your right?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately for Frank, he exits to his right, which is towards Tank's power hand. So when he got him in the corner, after all them times of Frank backing himself up against the ropes and backing himself into the corner, now if I'm Tank, I know you're probably about to try to get out to the left.
Mm-hmm.
So he ran into the left uppercut.
Mm.
And then he got dropped with the left hook.
You know, Steph, right now you're giving me like bull vibes versus like a porcupine.
Like they do
the way he's breaking his thing.
Are they like enemies, boars and porcupines?
I've never heard such a thing. But
or maybe a lion and gazelle. You're doing a great job. That's all I'm saying, bro. You should be a coach, man.
You felt the need to bring in the boar.
This year, y'all, you brought it up last week too.
Did I?
Don't think I didn't hear that shit.
You weren't even here.
I wasn't even here.
They can still call you a boar. That's crazy.
Oh, speaking of last week, though, man, had a fan reach out who listened to our recent podcast and felt some type of way because he didn't get his credit for a statement that I said. And for those who don't know, that fan is Stephon Muse.
Yeah, facts. Mm-hmm.
Last week we was talking about friends versus acquaintance, and Matt brought up like, "Hey guys, when's the last new friend you guys made?" And you know, Rem chimed in and said, "J-Mo, if not Dave." And Steph felt the need to bring to my attention that that was his question. You know, when's the last friend you made? And I just want to honor you. This moment. Hey,
well, thank you. It's a little bit too late now, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, you brought it to my attention last night.
I did, because you took my thought and ran with it as if it was yours.
I brought you my feelings, my testimony.
Right, and I said, when was the last time you had a new friend?
Yeah.
And then you came on.
You stole it.
You stole my idea.
Didn't steal it.
Didn't steal it. What would you call it?
I presented a question to the rest of the staff.
Hey.
I would call it highway robbery.
Wow.
Thievery.
I mean, is it really when the nigga ain't making it?
Is what?
When he ain't make it?
Ooh.
Didn't make it, what, here?
Yeah, if he was here.
Of course it is. It's still my thought,
exactly.
Nigga.
Exactly.
It's still my thought.
No, in spirit. Only in spirit, bro.
The fuck out of here.
Only in spirit.
Because you wasn't here. I'm just saying.
He called me a fan.
Called him a fan. Fan was the one. You explain what?
So yeah, I just wanted to, you know, clear the air on that. But
I appreciate it, Paul.
No doubt, man. That's what I do. That's what I do, man. But yo, Nick. You know, the whole
this might be the perfect time to get to the intro, nigga.
No, I don't want to get to the intro. I want to keep talking.
Oh, word? Okay. Yeah. All right. Well,
I want to talk about your Frankie Bev situation first before I get
to that. Oh, man. Frankie Beverly. Yo, it was a good... It's something like a scratch off my bucket list. You know what I'm saying? Definitely.
Frankie Beverly was on your bucket list?
Yeah, to go see. Okay. Yeah. What?
Oh, yeah, you went to the concert.
Oh, talking about. Yeah, look, y'all ain't like Frankie Beverly made his friends?
Nah, it's just it's not on my bucket.
I'm not really hip. I'm not even gonna hold you.
Yeah, I couldn't.
Is that do they before I let go?
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
That's
sure, do that again. The acoustics in this room is really nice, man. Yeah, go ahead. Try it again.
Before I let go.
It was better the first time.
It was way better.
I think it was a lot. I think you got lucky the first time.
Nah, not even.
Yeah, but nah. Yes, that Happy Feelings. You know that song?
No.
Happy Feelings in the Air.
It's not working so well for Nick.
It was a farewell tour. It's the final tour of him, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, fuck it. Yeah, definitely. I mean, I thought about it. I heard it because I listened to 102.3.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's the radio station I listen to in work.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No, I just felt like Ebony told me she thought about it first.
But no.
I'm not sure.
Nah.
This is an episode where niggas just say credit.
No. So look, that's what I said. Listen to me. I'm getting to that.
You sure?
Yes. We was out chilling. Me and wifey was chilling.
Gotcha.
And I had mentioned it to her that this Frankie, Frankie Beverly. She said something about Frankie Beverly. I said, he on his farewell tour. Mm. And she was like, for real? So she went and looked at the tickets and was like, you trying to go? I'm like, yeah.
Okay, so she brought it up.
She mentioned Frankie Beverly.
And she took the initiative as well.
Yeah, she took the initiative to get the tickets, yeah. Mm. I didn't think that she would want to go.
2-1.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah, and she paid for it. Shit.
3-1. 3-1. So what?
Now I'm confused.
Exactly.
Now I'm confused. And what role exactly did you play in this whole shit?
I bought drinks. I bought everything we got there.
You
know what I'm saying?
Once you got there to the planned event. Gotcha.
Once
you got to the planned event. Like, shit. Like, I wasn't expecting her wanting to go. And I'm like, shit. Like, it's his farewell joint. You know, fuck it. When am I have time? It's on a Friday. I'm working type shit. So I really, you know, think about taking initiative to go. But she mentioned Frankie Beverly. I said, his is farewell tour. She said, all right, you know, went looked up the tickets.
You had to go catch them before they let go.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. Yeah, it has some happy feeling. You know what I'm saying?
Well done, guys.
Yeah, well done, man.
Yeah, but Keith Sweat opened up. That was hilarious.
Oh, crazy.
That was hilarious. After 7 opened up, we was in line for drinks when After 7 was on.
Who was After 7?
Not familiar.
Ready or not. Or, you know what I'm saying? Never heard that joint?
Nah.
That's the only line you know?
No, nigga, okay.
What are we talking about?
I don't know, man. I don't know. But
I'll give you everything and more.
You don't know that song?
Man. Oh, you guys aren't harmonizing correctly. It's throwing me off.
Acoustics ain't working.
I'll give you everything.
Yeah. How was that? It's like Babyface Love or something.
How was that?
It was better.
Or something, whatever.
Okay. I headed in the right direction. Okay.
All right.
I don't know the song.
Okay, all right. After 7 opened up, Keith Sweat opened up, and then Frankie
Keith
Beverly.
Keith Sweat has always been trash.
Yo, Keith Sweat was on that joint stunting. Like, he's like, I don't normally do this. I usually close the show.
Yeah.
Like, bro, he talked this whole little time about him being labeled as being drunk on stage. I mean, but as he's talking, the nigga, you sound drunk. You sound like KC, nigga, from Dosey. Real bullshit. And you know, all this shit. I'm gonna take a little drink with y'all tonight, you know, whatever. It's like, nigga, this is your first drink.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then he started getting to some crazy shit, you know? Shit was funny as hell. Like, nigga, all the songs, you know, the shit was rocking though. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, he was in there rocking, you know what I'm saying? I wanna. That joint.
Oh, that's classic.
Fucking,
classic.
The joint from New Jack City. There you go telling me no. Before they shot up the motherfucking, the wedding and shit.
Word.
When he was out there singing at the reception. Yeah, he was singing that joint. But every song, the thing about it, he's trying to sound like the song. Like, he's singing like he's trying to sound like the song instead of, like, singing and shit.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like a fucking whiny-ass nigga up on stage.
Yeah, like, do people think he can sing? I never thought that nigga could sing.
He had some good background singers, though. It was they was helping him out through, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah.
But I got an instrument.
Yeah.
It hit me right.
Right. But that's why it cranked, though. Hey, look, man. I'm going to tell you like this, man. It was a great time. Me and wifey had a good time, bro. Frankie did their thing. You know what I'm saying? It was a good little background music.
He stopped.
Can
you just stop?
I just don't like it. He was gyrating over there. I don't like it.
I wasn't gyrating.
You were.
I was moving side to side.
Yeah, it was starting to trickle down to your hips.
Whatever, man.
But yo, it was like 60 plus in that joint.
It looked packed though. I'm
what,
like,
the
what
age?
Happened? Age,
yeah,
60
right.
plus.
Oh yeah, everyone dressed all in white.
Yeah, everybody all in white for Frankie Beverly. Yeah, it was dope, man. And they were standing up, dancing. You know, as I said, like, and then the thing about it is,
farting.
Y'all been.
know they were flatulating that
because
drunk.
You know why? You know why?
60 plus. That prune juice was getting
fucking popcorn, bro.
You already know.
Popcorn,
prune juice is ass.
Crazy. Popcorn, bro. Like,
and soup.
The old people like popcorn.
Campbell's, bro. Chicken noodle.
Niggas had to have an extra cup of coffee so they could stay up late.
Oh,
your stomach's just popping in there. That's crazy.
But, and that makes, you know, at the end of the day, that makes sense because I don't know how many times I had to keep standing up unless Mike get past me to get to the fucking go to the bathroom.
Makes sense. That's
oh my
crazy.
God.
It's either they bladder, young. All that shit, like, they could not hold their bladder, young. Like, in between each set or even sometimes during, like, the key sweat set, yo.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Amen Say Man. This your boy P, my man Nick, talking about his tales of the good old Frank and Maze concert, right?
Frank and Maze.
Frank
come
and
on,
Maze.
Man.
Frankie, what's
God
his name?
Damn,
Frankie
come
B.
On. Hey, look,
Frankie
man,
Beverly and Maze.
Legend, Frankie
man.
Beverly, oh, my bad.
Maze featuring Frankie Beverly. That's what whatever. That's what the name is.
Whatever.
Yo, what's good, Rem?
I am Rem the model, and these are Amen Say Man.
Hey, man.
Anybody coming to see you, Paul?
Wait, is that Temptations or
yeah, Temptations?
Temptations. Okay, yeah, okay. Come on, all right, sometimes you know. That's good. And my boy
Steph Muse.
Steph Muse.
Just do it.
Don't do it.
Continue, Nick.
And nah, yeah. It's old people in popcorn, they couldn't hold their bladder.
Prune juice,
like, yo, at the bar. I just kept laughing because all I could think about was the LeVar Walker comedian when I, you know, he did a little joke about how old people be at the register when they hear the price of shit.
Yeah.
Yo, the beers, the Corona was $17.99, bro.
What?
For the joint. And that's the same reaction Tim niggas had.
Yo, what?
Yo. No, I ain't gonna hold you. For me and wifey, I got us both a double shot of some tequila and two beers. Nigga, I paid $110.
Yo.
Crazy.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
17 for a brew?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, at a stadium?
At a stadium, yeah.
Yeah, for an import, too? We talking true. About, you're talking about Corona? That's out of the country.
Yeah,
that's
had,
an import.
She had, Ebony had like a mango beer, some shit like that. It was some shit, but yeah.
IPA, you say? Mm-hmm.
Nah,
you better game, that. You better get you a Bud
yo,
Light.
The old heads was like, God damn. They was like... What they up? They holding the line up because they trying to talk some shit down. Like what the fuck you mean?
Well, they ain't been out in a minute.
Yeah, they haven't.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
They ain't been out in some years. Times have changed.
Yeah.
I mean,
back in my day,
I would have been taking it back as well though, man. $17. That's not including tax. $20 for a brew.
It was like 18 something.
Yeah, that's about right.
That's insane.
That's about right.
Yeah.
You go to a game and get you a Bud Light or a Miller Light or something basic. You know what I mean? It's going to be $14 guaranteed. Sure. Like,
yeah,
that's light work.
Nah, I mean, yeah, you're right.
So
yeah,
you get a Corona, dang. 17.
But 110 for two double shot
well, you
tequila.
Got double shot, so that's tequila times two.
Yeah, right.
That's two of those plus two. Yeah,
because I went back and got a single shot for both of us, and it was only like 37.
Right.
And I know you ain't. Good. I know you ain't tip.
You don't know what I did.
Okay, I can tell by the hesitation that you ain't. Yeah,
exactly. I'm not gonna say what I did because it was some it wasn't supposed to be done. But
wait, what?
You know, yeah.
You're talking about the concert?
Yeah.
What happened? I'm trying to. Did you give a tip, brother? Yes or no?
Yeah, I gave that nigga some bread.
You gave him?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And it wasn't supposed to be done. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, man. That
is what it is.
You want to talk about it?
No, look at I got the whatever, man. I enjoyed the show. I had some good drinks with my wife. We was laughing, doing some best friend shit. So yeah.
No, I'm happy for y'all. It looked dope though. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah. We felt like we was the youngest people in that motherfucker. I felt like yeah, it had to be. Especially in my row.
It's hilarious.
My
so,
man said I seen Keith Sweat a few times. I said, God damn.
Oh, he is
he said he got a good show. I see Keith Sweat like a word. Last time I see Keith Sweat, it was Versus or some shit. Like, I don't know. That shit's funny, man.
No, it looked dope. It looked dope. I was trolling Nick. Nick was posting pictures on IG, and I was just like trolling like every other picture. So one particular pic, mind you, it looked packed. Like, it was packed. One joint, I was like, man, it's only, I was like, it's not even packed anywhere.
Yeah.
So then he responds back with like an explanation, like, well, you know, at this time, he's like, at this time, this is when the last song was coming on and everyone started leaving. And I'm just like, bro, what the fuck, man?
Like, old man Nick.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's explaining himself. And I'm like, look, man, it's a joke.
Concept called Trolls?
It was a joke, bro. Like, what?
Nah, I'm just explaining, nigga. You know,
I hear you.
It is what it is.
I wasn't complaining.
Because the picture didn't look like it was packed. Like, honestly.
Nah, I hear you.
But yeah, nah, it's cool.
That's what's good, my G. That's what's good.
It was late, nigga. The show was over by like 12 o'clock.
Yeah, people had to go to bed, bro.
Yeah.
It's a Friday. People. It was a Friday night.
It's still, prune
juice, was that Capital One?
We still asleep.
I didn't know Capital One was still going down. Was still open.
What do you mean?
Capital One Arena. I thought they had shut that joint down a minute ago. I don't know why. I just don't hear about Capital One as often as you used to.
Nigga, the Wizards just got finished playing basketball there. What do you mean?
My bad. I'm thinking I forgot Verizon Center changed to Capital One.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You still call it Verizon. Shit, you might as well call it MCI Center.
No, God. True.
That shit changed with every motherfucking mobile network.
Yeah. I mean, it's a deal.
Every time it's rebought.
It's just a deal. Yeah. It's a licensing deal. All stadiums are like that.
Yeah, sponsorship.
Yeah, it's just sponsorships. Some motherfuckers don't use them.
Speaking of the Wizards, though, who y'all got taking the trip, man? You think Mads can come
it's
back?
Over, well, I mean, it's over now.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, it was 3-0. Now it's 3-1. It's over. When is the game? Tonight or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
I think it's over tomorrow.
Yeah. I agree. I called this shit, too. I said, I said Denver's going to win game four. I knew that was going to happen. I said it's going to be 3-1.
Going back to Boston.
Going back to Boston, yeah.
They're going to close them out, yeah.
I wouldn't want to win a championship on my motherfucking
But I wouldn't tempt fate like that. If we can win, I'm trying to win absolutely. No matter where the fuck
right,
we
right,
are.
Right.
I got.
But if you know, nigga, you clearly better than these niggas. Like,
I think so.
Like, it's like that's some,
are they
that's some shit. Yeah, no,
are they clearly better.
They proved it, bro. Because at the end of the day, like, I thought they had a weak East that they went through. I thought the Eastern Conference was not strong enough. And Boston was just, you know, whatever. But they're really good.
Really good.
They got a lot to contend with. I mean, you could argue they got two of the top five wing players on both ends.
Two-way players, yeah, definitely.
In the league.
Mm. And it was built organically.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like, you know. Kyrie was the only big star that came there, but it wasn't like he had other niggas there already to join forces with. He came there with two young niggas.
Right.
Shit, how you build your team.
Yeah. I don't know. I give more respect to a front office or to a, you know what I'm saying, like an organization who can build a championship team from the draft and from like free agency and shit like that versus just like a team that's just
You coaching
the squad. You got this money just thrown out here. I'm gonna go get these niggas. It's just a little bit more. You earned it more. That's how I just look at it.
Has Porzingis been playing since game one?
No, he I don't know if he played game four.
He played,
yeah, he played the first two.
I didn't see him in game four.
He played the first two.
No, he didn't play the first two. He played the first one. Then he got hurt, and he didn't. I don't think he played the second one.
No, he didn't play. He didn't play in Dallas.
Yeah, he did. He played once.
He did.
Yeah. He played last game, but he ain't do nothing, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So, last game was game four?
Yes.
He didn't play in game three?
Yes.
Right. So
and I don't think he
played
in game two either.
Game one, he went off.
Game two is when he got hurt, I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, he missed one game for sure.
Game one, he went off.
And then game two, you know what I'm saying, he came out. That's when he got hurt in game two.
He came back for the most reason.
Let me ask y'all something. And, Paul, you're not going to have any input because you're not going to know what the fuck I'm talking about.
You don't even know.
Because, I mean, I think Jrue Holiday was the missing piece.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Wasn't that with the Bucks too?
Yeah,
he was with the Bucks.
He missed a piece to get in the championship.
When I look at his career, right, Jrue Holiday has probably been the best two-way point guard in the league for a long time. Two-way. Underrated as fuck.
Yeah, I mean, I will put Rondo there.
Yeah, I'm not talking about all time. I'm just talking about in the league.
I mean, because but I'm just saying, like, if you think, because Rondo and Jrue Holiday was in the league at the same time,
they were.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm just thinking about people that's playing Jrue Holiday era or a time period. So I will put Rondo in there as one of the ones as well.
Is Jrue Holiday a borderline Hall of Famer?
Yes, because it's the Basketball Hall of Fame, not the NBA Hall of Fame. So yeah, I would think he would.
He's about make to get his second ring.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a pivotal piece on both teams.
I think
you don't think so. You don't think he's borderline?
I think he's borderline Hall of Fame, but I don't think he's borderline of being like one of the next 25 greatest.
No, I don't think that either. You know but I think he's a borderline Hall of Fame basketball player.
I don't think he makes it to the Hall of Fame.
I think that's borderline. Though.
I don't think he makes it. I mean, sure, I guess he could be borderline. He's not gonna. But what else does he have though?
What do you mean? He got two chips.
Number, number wise, because again, you got to realize he's about Hall of Fame though. You're not just talking about people that watched you play basketball.
Right, right.
You have to have some credentials to align. You have to have some paperwork to align with that. Or you have had to have had to make a large enough impact on the sports, i.e. Bill Walton, RIP. Mm-hmm. You know, like Bill Walton, his numbers aren't amazing. Bill Walton does not have amazing numbers. Eye test, Bill Walton was not visually, but he got two national iconically, you know what I'm saying, in terms of basketball, on and off the court, he made an impact. So what I'm saying is Jrue Holiday don't got an extra to make up for the lack of numbers.
I think he's hella underrated.
Mm.
I think he's borderline.
If he had some defensive player of the years and some other shit like that, six mans or certain things like that. Those are things that might like get, that. Push him over. But two rings is not just going to get you in the Hall of Fame.
I mean, I think it's more than the two rings. I mean, I can say, Kevin Love is a borderline Hall of Famer to me.
So Iguodala's a Hall of Famer then, right?
Borderline again.
Whoa. Wait a minute. Time out. He's a finals MVP. It's
borderline again.
So he's a final. Okay, so Iguodala was also a franchise player with the 76ers way before he was this old guy that was playing for the Warriors. Yeah. He was a franchise player, came in to take over for AI. Franchise player.
Borderline. I put him on the same tier as I put Jrue Holiday on.
That's crazy to me. He's way higher than Jrue Holiday.
I put them on the borderline Hall of Fame tier below Chris Bosh and Kevin
But that's
Love.
The same thing. Would you put Lamar Odom in there?
For what?
Lamar Odom. No, we ain't gonna do that. Lamar Odom was nice. He had every team shit too, but he got a ring. You know what I'm saying? He made a couple All-Stars.
Wasn't he a crackhead?
He was a crackhead.
I'm just saying.
He's disqualified.
It's a candy addiction. All he does is eat candy all day.
And smoke crack.
And smoke rock.
Crack and candy.
And when he was smoking rock, he was in a prostitute jump. He was in a brothel.
Didn't he almost die?
Yeah.
Wasn't he at the Bunny Ranch?
Yeah.
He was at the Bunny Ranch and almost died. Yeah,
he got buckets, man.
It's all factual.
I can think of worse ways to have near-death experiences. But
smoking rock.
Well, not that part. just the candy and the horse.
Gotcha. In the rock. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Starburst and bitches.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
Stomach going crazy.
That prune juice.
Nigga, hungry as a motherfucker.
Hungry
as a bitch, nigga.
You ain't getting this episode catered in there?
No, you did not.
One more basketball question, right?
Yeah.
If you had to start a team, you starting it with Anthony Edwards or Victor Wembanyama?
I was starting with Anthony.
I'm taking Vic.
I'm taking Wembanyama.
I'm taking Vic.
Who?
Because let me ask you, what can Anthony Edwards do that Victor Wembanyama can't do?
If I'm starting a franchise, right?
Yeah.
Fresh, brand new franchise in the NBA?
Brand new franchise.
I'm taking Anthony Edwards.
Why?
I feel like he has set the pace.
Nah, well, skill-based wise, you probably have a higher ceiling with Wimby.
Injuries aside,
player.
Let's assume
right,
help.
Right. Okay,
let's assume help.
You have a higher ceiling with Wimby.
Right.
Individually, I believe. But Anthony Edwards still has a very high ceiling. It's not, again, Wimby, I don't think Wimby's going to be the greatest of all time. It's just shit that we've never seen. So I think it's going to be a bunch of crazy shit.
I don't think he's
going to be all-time great. So I think that their ceilings are not that different when it's all said and done, right?
Right, which is why I'm taking Vic. Good.
But the reason I'm taking Ant is because I'm selling jerseys. I got somebody I can put in commercials that's going to sell way more. He's going to do way more commercially than Wimby, in my opinion.
I don't know.
That French
I'm also
shit ain't
thinking.
Going,
I haven't
that
really
international market ain't going to be no different when you got motherfucking fuck buddy in the commercial. You know what I'm saying? He's shooting shots, some on camera, reading receipts, some on some fuck buddy in an Adidas commercial. Like, niggas ain't doing that.
True.
Last person you see do that was AI. Look at his marketability. It's crazy. And that was a guy with tattoos and braids, and they had to change the dress code on. And he was still out there doing commercials and selling jerseys, best-selling jersey in the league at one point in time. Like, that type of shit, you know?
I know. But we talking about marketing. I'm talking about building a team around.
That's why I started specifically when you said I'm building a brand-new franchise, right? And I said that that's what I started with, too, though, is that their ceilings are similar on the basketball court. And the reason I'm taking Ant is because of the off-the-court shit.
Okay.
Because I'm building a brand-new franchise.
Dummy.
Stupid.
Whatever.
I don't know, but I might go with Victor off the rip, but yeah, it just depends on what you put around him.
Who would you go with, Steph?
I mean, similar ceilings. I'm taking 7'4" over.
I get it.
What is 6'5"?
Yeah.
What is that?
6'6".
Can Victor shoot though? Does he have a high 3-point percentage?
Yeah.
He can shoot. He can handle. He can pass.
He can do everything. He's just
But when
weird.
You throw
he, in, he may eventually end up being the most dominant rim protector of all time.
But I don't think he's healthy. The only thing, he don't have no blow pass.
So when you throw in injuries, longevity-wise, how does that change your
Well, I mean, I don't know. I can't predict the injuries. I'm assuming health.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm assuming he's going to be healthy.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but he just don't, like, the only thing that he can't blow past you. I don't think Wimby got no, like, real first step.
He don't need it, because the first step is
20 feet in front of you.
Right.
Give or take.
You know why I paused, right? Because I was going to say the first step is so big and y'all niggas was going to do the immature
crazy.
Shit.
I wasn't going to do that.
I would have.
You were.
I was with you. We needed like that. I wasn't with him like that.
With him with the big shit, huh? Okay, all right.
All right, man. This is getting weird, man.
it's been weird, nigga.
We was eating chicken yesterday. I'm not going to bring up the young man that was involved.
Okay.
But the way he was eating it, it was... That'd be interesting.
This nigga Paul says, like, look at him sucking on the meat. Something like that.
I said he's sucking the meat out. I said,
sucking the meat out.
Whoa. It was perfectly fine.
It's not perfect.
It's not perfect. It's not okay. It's not okay.
Yikes. All right.
Talks about someone eating chicken that way? Like,
what do you mean? He was right next to me.
No one says stuff like that.
Nah.
All
right,
man. Learn behavior. That's all I got to say.
Sucking the meat out.
Yeah. Yo. That's,
like, just repeating it is...
That's
right. He was sucking the meat out.
How many times are we going to say it? We're going to have a little ticker on the screen.
I'm saying he was pulling back his skin. Like,
look at him go. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You a wild dude, man.
No, my gosh. Hey, man.
Say, man.
Hey, look, man. So... Since we gotta switch up the subject over that shit. That shit's too weird.
Right.
Did anybody happen to catch any clips? I don't know why I watched it like I did, but anybody catch any of those clips from the Kai Cenat, Kevin Hart, Drewski sleepover?
100%.
I seen these little clips that was like on IG and shit.
Shit's fucking hilarious, man.
They might be some of the funniest people out right now, bro.
Absolutely,
like,
bro.
Like, Kai Cenat's not even that funny. He's just like the centerpiece that holds everything and fucking does streaming and like. He has the setup done. Like
the idea is genius to me.
Yeah, no, totally.
That shit was so good.
Yeah, that trio was just amazing.
Yeah.
Kevin Hart, as you was mentioning earlier, Steph, him in his natural state, you know what I'm saying? Like unfiltered, like he's the funniest thing I've
ever seen. Kevin is the most naturally funny.
Kevin
dude
is
that
fucking
I've ever
hilarious.
Seen.
When he was joning on the Asian guy that came in with the camera,
my man
Ray. He was talking about you flathead nigga. Like it was like your head shaped like a Subaru. The photographer.
Yeah.
But the way he was talking was like, he sounded like a nigga from like the DMV. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he from Philly. Philly, oh, damn near Baltimore.
True.
Like, for real. I mean, they sound the same to me. If Philly
Kev,
and Baltimore, hey, that's
Kev got it, man. Kev got it.
And it's refreshing, too, to see Kev, you know, because Kev's what, our age or a little older?
Kev's like
44, 45.
44, totally.
And these Batman's Drewski and Kai is like 22,
yeah,
23,
kids.
24. Like, Batman's doing their thing. And for like Kev to come through and do the sleepover,
absolutely.
His fame and like how large, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's crazy.
That's Kev at his best. Like, Kev in the moments, even when that nigga laughs, I laugh.
Yeah, it's funny.
Because when that nigga Drewski, when they was. That nigga said, yo, I'm getting bit. Something biting you. And Kev started laughing. Bro, I just That's gonna crack me up, Jeff.
That whole you can't be doing that with Ozempic shit. That's that joint had me done.
Oh, he's like,
he's like, hey, young, like,
yeah. The auditions too were hilarious.
The Could Have Been Record joints.
Yeah, man.
Oh, man, when he snatched the cord out of
that was the backpack kid too. You know that?
Yeah,
right?
With the dance, the little
remember
dance.
Remember the backpack kid that used to do the flossing?
That was him.
That's what we do now.
And even though you know it's not a script, but it is at the same time, like. Cause you know what you're getting yourself involved in when you come in and you try to audition. So I'd be like concerned. Like some of these dudes probably go home like devastated, bro.
Like really disappointed.
Like really disappointed.
Yeah. Giving up on their dreams.
The nigga with the piano, he was like really.
He wanted to fight him. Yeah.
Yeah, you could tell he was blown. And I'm just like, bro, like you snatching the cord, you kicking him out, you got a bodyguard at the same time.
That's
like that's a lot, bro.
Don't nobody want to hear no piano. 2024, nigga. Yo.
It was going back to dancing or something.
Yeah, exactly. That shit.
It was a list that came out, like the funniest social media.
Yeah, Drewski was one.
Oh,
yeah.
Mm.
But even some of the other people, contenders, whatever, you know what I'm saying? They funny too. There's a lot of funny motherfuckers out there on social media.
Especially in our area. You know what I'm saying? Like the nigga Davey Ruffin is hilarious.
He's corny. He's corny.
Nah, that nigga's funny.
That nigga is corny.
That nigga funny to me.
That, yeah.
And the other nigga Goofy, he from the city too. He funny as shit too.
Goofy,
it's Goofy. I guess that's his name.
Dooley?
Nah, I don't know. Dark skin cat.
Oh,
they all dark skin. They are though. I'm not trying to be funny. They all of them are dark skin.
All right, cool.
Drewski and Theo Vaughn is a good combination too.
Yeah, they are.
Theo
they
Vaughn. Are.
I don't even,
it's a white dude.
White dude.
Oh, yeah, hilarious.
They had the Black Cat Williams
statue.
Yeah, the Black Cat Williams.
Yeah, I have it in my home.
Yeah.
I bought it at Michael's.
Andrew said, wait a minute, I don't think that's Cat Williams.
He said, it is.
Nah, he's funny. He just is like him, hilarious.
Had on the same outfit, too. It's the weirdest thing, though.
It was weird. That whole stream though, dog, like that jump's like 9 hours long. I watched like 8 hours of it, like broken down and shit. But like I watched probably like 8 hours of that shit. I'm telling you, that shit is back to back to back. And my nigga Ben, what's his name? Like Ben Dadon or something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
He runs with Drewski, light skinned dude.
He's been opening up for Drake's concert.
Yeah, like he'd be with Drake.
You've seen him before.
Yeah, you've definitely seen him before do like little clips and shit.
Yeah.
Oh, them bammers all together are fucking hilarious, though. Like, I could watch that shit for hours upon hours.
Now, the comments, I mean, everyone's saying the same thing. It was probably the best thing since whatever. Like, that shit was.
Oh, it's amazing.
And it reminds me a lot of us just sitting around talking.
I was about to say that.
And the way that they catch, like, Drewski, and that's why I like Drewski and Kevin Hart together so much, is they catch every little thing.
Absolutely.
Like, Drewski would say something, and Kevin would just look at him and be like, what? You can't think of what the fuck are you doing? Yeah, Kevin dying laughing, like, you know what I'm saying, just catching all the little tiny shit, the pause moments, all that shit like that. Yo, the shit is so good.
But that's what's so dope about it. Conceptually, it's just a brilliant idea. Like, if we would have let a camera roll for like 9 hours on like a trip or something,
absolutely,
and catch the best parts of it and chop that shit up, that shit would be hilarious.
Nah, totally.
Kevin Hart only got better too with as the stream went on. You know, he first got there, it's like 5 o'clock in the afternoon or something like that. The stream goes to like 6 a.m. and they just stay up all night basically. And you can see it in Kevin Hart. He gets there. Hey, what's up, y'all? Da, 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 da. And then he starts drinking and you can hear the drunkenness coming up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tiredness starts kicking in. And it gets to a point where like he's eating snacks.
That'd be the funniest.
Just look at the nigga and be like, Kevin Hart should be asleep by now. Like he should be asleep 4 hours.
But that'd be the funniest shit though.
Guy Drewski, you can't say that right now. You can't. Yeah. Like, it's almost like drunk sleep. Like, yo, this shit is so fucking good.
Yo, Drewski's dancing skills.
They had the hibachi nigga
the way
come
be
in.
Dancing, bro. That's just
oh my god!
Material,
they had a hibachi guy come in and cook them hibachi at like 4 a.m. and they back there cooking it up, and everybody food's ready. Out of nowhere, another chef pop up. It's like Kevin Hart, food's ready. Kevin get a plate, open the plate up. It's like grilled chicken over white rice and asparagus. Everybody like, wait a minute, Kevin, where you get this? He was like. From the other chef upstairs. I told him to make it for me. I'm not eating this shit, Shaggy. You see this body? I'm not eating this shit. I'm not eating this shit, Shaggy. Yeah, I'm watching bullshit. You know what that is, Victor? Hey, no, chef. Hey, the chef's right behind him, mind you, cooking hibachi. He's hearing him talking shit about him. He was like, nah, it's going to be good. Nah, chef, that wasn't me. Everything going to be great back there. Nah, again, he's half sleep, half drunk. Then they come over there with the hibachi. And nigga Drewski sits there, start eating. This shit salty as a motherfucker. Take a sip. This shit salty. Just the way they did everything, man. That shit was so that's money, dog. Like, classic. Yeah, shout out to them, man. Go watch
it. Hell yeah, bro.
Go
watch hell yeah. This. But hey, man.
Say, man.
Yo, being that it's, you know, y'all day.
Father's Day.
Father's Day and all that. You know what I mean? First and foremost, happy Father's Day to you.
Thank appreciate you. It.
Thank and you. To you as well, yeah. Steph. You know what I mean? Thank you know, big up the men them. Sure. How y'all feeling though, man?
Good, man.
Yeah? Is this your time? Like, you know what? It's me day. Well, tomorrow's technically Father's Day, right? It's not today.
No, it's not today.
It's today?
Yeah.
Somebody's... Father's Day's always on Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? Yo, my bad.
Father's
no, no, no,
Day on
no, no.
A Monday would be trash.
No, nah, my bad.
It would actually make sense to put a line with Father's Day.
I'm thinking of someone getting back tomorrow and them celebrating. Because never mind. But you're right. Yeah. But how you feeling though?
Good, man. Good.
And you know, on this day, do you guys think of your parents like your dad, or is like, you know what? It's about me. If that makes any sense.
I'll shoot my dad a text. I don't think about my dad at all.
Gotcha.
But my grandfather, yeah, I'm gonna call him and say what's up. But it's my day.
Do you think fathers need a day or needed a day anyway to themselves?
Why
yeah,
not?
No.
I don't know.
I mean, just as much as anybody needs a day to themselves. Yeah.
But I mean, it's, if you're good, it's only for the good fathers, though. You know what I'm saying? The ones who deserve to be celebrated. Like, it's some niggas that don't deserve to be celebrated. Like, yeah, I mean.
What makes a dad deservable? That's a word.
Deservable.
Presence. Yeah. Hey. As long as mm-hmm. you're showing up, man, you know what I'm saying? And you're not half in, half out. You know what I mean? Like, Father's Day, really, I think, is just an acknowledgement.
Nah.
Of, you know, really doing this shit for the ones that really mm-hmm. fucking do it.
Do it, yeah.
No, totally. I think it is a day, you know, to reflect. But also, you know, check yourself as well. If you are being a good dad, you know what I'm saying? There's many levels to what makes a good father. But is there any memorable times that you experienced with your dad that sometimes, you know, runs through your mind? Like, you know what, on this day, even though I'm a dad, I do remember as a kid. For those who are privileged.
The only thing for my father, like, my father is technically my grandfather.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So everything that he did, you know what I'm saying? Like, he provided a home and all that shit for me. That shit is, you know, he cooked food. Like, he took care of it. Like, he kept me out the shits. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was thinking about it the other day, yo, because, you know, my...
He kept you behind the fence, right?
Nah, not behind the fence, but I couldn't go past the driveway.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm smack dab on my street. I got two other streets.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I couldn't go past the driveway. So even playing youth basketball, he took me to Hoffman Boston before he took me down Drew.
Gotcha.
Drew was right down the street.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I got to go all the way to get to the fucking north side. I mean, not north side, but over there, you know what I'm saying, Carver. So even taking us to the park, then he used to take us down Alcova. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, he wouldn't take us to Fort Bernard.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, he kept me out of this shit. So, you know, I'm forever thankful for that, because shit could have went left. You know what I'm saying? Especially during the time we was growing up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally.
So, yeah. But, gotcha. Yeah.
Mm.
But, you know, my nigga who, you know, was my dad, I guess. Was it dad or father? One or two, you know what I'm saying? But the nigga... Whose name, like last name I got, you know.
Gotcha.
I've never really actually learned anything from him. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So I don't have no memories. The only thing that they ever did was show me my first gun.
Mm.
That was it.
Mm.
Negativity.
Because yeah. he was drunk as a motherfucker.
Gotcha.
Around his brothers and shit.
Oh, this, okay, yeah. So this is where we going.
Wait, it sounds like menace to society.
It does.
It sounds like menace, bro.
Give him boys in the hood.
He's using menace in his story.
Yeah, the fuck you mean you ain't got my money?
I hear you, man.
No, but that's real shit. Yeah, my bullshit.
Nah, I hear that,
man.
I don't know. For me, I don't really think about Father's Day like that. I mean, do I have fond memories? Absolutely. But just keep it going, bro. I feel like everyone plays a role that, yeah, you would like to get recognized for, but it just comes with the territory, bro.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because what happens tomorrow? Are you going to not be the same dad that you was today?
Now, I mean, for me, it's not even really about the recognition from other people. Like, that's cool and all. It's a day for me to kind of look myself in the mirror and be like, yo.
Yeah, be joyful.
You're really doing this shit. Like,
no, totally.
And you're not half-assing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's, yeah, I feel you. I don't even be expecting to look for anything to show. Think it's another day. I'll get, you know, let me just chill. That's it. It's almost like I'm already allowed to just Father's Day. I ain't doing nothing. Like this morning, you know, she took the dogs outside. You know, it's Father's Day. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I appreciate too.
So, yeah, you know, ever a dad though growing up that you wanted to mimic? Like, you know what? That's a cool dad right there, bro.
No, don't. Brim ain't get to say nothing about, you know.
What, his dad?
No, I wouldn't.
Well, he's
not
asking the dad.
Yo, dashing y'all too.
Oh, no, I feel you, but you know, you chimed in, nigga. Like, so, you know.
I'm so I should give Remington the ability to chime in as well?
I mean, equal opportunity. You have a father.
I do.
Yeah. So, is you got any fond memories or any, you know what I'm saying?
I have a million fond memories of me and my dad, but yeah, you know. I don't know. I can't think of one off the top of my head.
But see, it's like prime example, right? If it was Mother's Day, we wouldn't be recording. You feel what I'm saying?
Facts.
Nike go rights.
So it's Father's Day, but just not even that though. Just not, you know what I'm saying, us having wives or whatever, but we would go take time spending with our mothers. You here.
Well, my dad's in Florida.
Oh, true. Okay, bet.
My dad's in Florida. So, yeah.
She brought up something good though. And I wanted to ask this question when Marvelous was here. But it kind of goes back to Mother's Day. I know it's Father's Day, but on Mother's Day, do you celebrate your wife more or your mother? Who deserves more attention?
My wife?
I'm not married, so I can't even go, you know.
Yeah, that's a y'all two question.
Yeah, I couldn't. Nah. I don't know.
I think, I mean, it's my wife, too. Should it be your wife or should it be your mother?
No, I send my mom some flowers or say Happy Mother's Day or try to, I don't know, like, that's tough, too.
I think it's contingent upon a relationship.
I agree.
Unless you're going to dig deep and be like, yeah, my mother brought me here. She's the reason why I'm here, then... She takes the cake. But if you get down to the nitty gritty, it's about relationship, bro. You got some moms that are just not in your life.
Now, I mean, it also, I don't know, like, three kids, you know what I'm saying, is different than one kid on Mother's Day. You know what I'm saying? I might be able to put something together where I can celebrate both. You know what I'm saying? It's like, once I just seen more how strong my wife is as taking care of three versus just having one. You know what I'm saying?
When you say just one?
One child. It's tougher.
He's talking about his mom. I mean, your mom and your wife.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Where's the one child come from?
The amount of kids that I have right now, who I'm trying to explain, is like maybe take more precedence over
your mom.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm celebrating my wife. You know, my wife did this.
But your mom had three kids too, though.
Yeah, but those weren't mine.
Got you. But your mom took care of you, your brother, and your other brother.
Yeah, those weren't my kids. So my wife is taking care of me. You know what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. I get it.
It's a difference. Okay, like, okay. I wanted my mother. So, shit. Whoever, my father need to come take care of. You know what I'm saying? I sent mom do some flowers.
You want to go to the gun range? That's where your dad's going to take you.
I think ain't take, nah.
Send a mass. Shoot the kill, bro.
I don't know. It's just a difference. We were on a tangent about Mother's Day. It's Father's Day.
Yeah, look, and that's the kicker part.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Father's Day is always like the one that they talk shit about. And then, like, you see, I've seen the memes coming up for Father's Day. Like, Mother's Day is a fancy dinner, and Father's Day is a TV dinner.
But like, I mean, did y'all see the stand up when dude was going down the list of all the holidays that are before Father's Day?
Everything.
But he was like Arbor Day. Like, what the fuck is Arbor Day?
Can I say something real quick to that one more time?
What is that?
The Mother's Day shit. Mm. At some point in time, my kids should be doing all the shit for my wife. At some point.
How about you?
That's kind of why I asked the question.
You, Nick?
Yeah, because I feel you. I had some time to sit with what you was just saying about your mother had three kids and shit like that. Yeah, Mother's Day is from the children to the mom. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But because my children ain't at that point yet, doing stuff for my wife comes first because I got to make sure that she's celebrated on Mother's Day You know what I'm saying? Boom. You know what I'm saying? So,
makes sense.
So yeah,
it's ridiculous. We tried to push away from Mother's Day.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about the memes, but you know, how bad, you know what I'm saying? In comparison, how low in the totem pole Father's Day is. And here come Nick and put that joint even further on the bottom of the totem pole and bring Mother's Day right the fuck back up.
I know, because
fuck on Father's. This is ridiculous.
I had to think. My mind processed slow as a motherfucker. You
it's
know
okay.
What I mean?
I was working with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's all good. But speaking of you said stand up, right? You remember Bob Saget?
Yeah.
He
played Dan Tanner.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if y'all.
Full House.
Right. He did. You know how old he was in that show?
30.
He was. He was 31 when he got that role. But there's on the first season, he celebrates his birthday turning 30. Now, put that in context when it comes to his kids.
Mm hmm.
His, what was it? What's is it Stephanie? Stephanie's the younger one.
She's the younger one. DJ's.
DJ was 10.
DJ's the oldest, yeah.
DJ was 10. That means he was 20. Right when he had her,
mm-hmm.
living in a big ass house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have a wife.
But she died, didn't she?
Yeah, so he was, yeah. He was a widow.
Widower.
Widower.
A widower, yeah. Yeah. I mean, is this, that's 3 kids?
Yeah.
Yeah. Really 4.
That's a lot.
That's why he moved in with his mans in there.
Yeah, he was cool then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's,
wait, who actually did, so it was Jesse lived there too, right?
Joey.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, okay, cool.
And Jesse's wife.
Yeah,
and the wife. Yeah. And Jesse was this half brother. No, step brother.
No, I don't think that one was related.
Wasn't he related to his wife?
Joey's his brother, I believe.
Joey's the uncle.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, so that's his brother.
Yeah, that's his brother.
And Jesse.
I just know they called him Uncle Joey.
Yeah.
So who called him Uncle Jesse, too?
So who the fuck is Jesse?
Wasn't Jesse his.
I don't think any of them was related.
Jesse's yeah, that was friend. His half brother.
Put the pull a file.
I mean, it's, I don't know. Hold on, when you get step brother, right? Yeah, step brother. That was his step brother.
I just got a text from my dad.
There you go. 21 gun
salute. He sent you to Abby? What are you saying?
He probably sent
every
you
every Father's Day, son, with all these hearts and thumbs and prayer hands.
And
with a link to 21 Savage video.
Send him back a gun emoji.
You remember?
Yeah, them niggas is not related, son.
None of them?
No, man. All them niggas is Jesse Kostopoulos, Danny Tanner, and Joey Gladstone were their names on the show.
Got
gotcha.
You.
Mm.
So why were they all over there?
It was just his friend.
Childhood best friend of Danny Taylor, Tanner, and adult best friend of Jesse. It was Joey. Yeah, they was all just best friends.
That's crazy. Struggling dad, though. He's doing well for himself.
In San Francisco on the hill.
Who the best TV dad?
He was doing coke on set. Not him.
Not him.
Yeah, not him. He's terrible.
Best TV dad?
Uncle Phil.
He's up there. TV dad, mind you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say Bill.
So Bill.
Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely going to say Bill.
Got to go with Bill.
Cliff.
I might go with Bill.
Got to, yeah, absolutely. Cliff, yeah, Cliff's absolutely.
Cliff.
I think it's those two.
Yeah, and
best parents? For me. As far as best mom?
No,
best dad.
Right?
I think it's
No. When you, no.
I'm sick of this shit, bro.
Hear me out.
I'm not even a dad.
He said, both. But I would... If I had to say best mom as well,
like, I'm just gonna side.
We're not talking about moms. All right, my bad.
It's our fucking day.
What the fuck, man? What's going on here?
Nick gave me a drug, man.
This shit is ridiculous.
Damn.
I say Bill and Uncle Phil, right? Who else is there?
That's a bar.
Carl Winslow?
You two had to, yeah.
How's that one I was thinking? That's the runner up.
Definitely
but Family
Carl
Matters?
Definitely. Carl was a good dad. Yeah, he definitely was.
He was a cop.
I'm not mad at it.
He was a cop. He held it down. Like when Eddie got in trouble, he used to pull up.
He did.
Eddie used to pull up for real.
He was verbally abusive to Steve, but that wasn't his child.
That wasn't. And he was a neighbor that was constantly at his house. Like, leave me alone. Go home. Get out my house.
Facts.
Why are you eating my food? Why are you talking to my daughter? Why are you trying to skeet?
Like, you don't even knock, my nigga.
Yeah.
You trying to fuck my daughter too? Get out. Like, no.
Just open my door. I ain't here. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Fuck you, Steve.
So, shit.
I mean, shit, I'll put James Evans in that joint right now.
Who?
True.
James Evans.
James Evans. Who was that?
Good times, nigga.
I don't know if he was.
He's
a little stern.
And they lived in a trap, too.
Yeah, but he held that shit down.
Yeah, he was.
You learned some, you know.
They never moved up.
Nope, they never did. But Bill, Uncle Phil, Carl, I even fuck with Uncle Frank, Moesha.
Oh, sure. I don't know. I ain't watched too much Moesha.
We going there. Then who else is a good dad is a sister.
Yeah.
True.
My man Ray. Ray was a good dad on that joint. Ray used to hold it down.
Single father.
And we're naming all black people. What about my man from Home Improvement?
Tim Allen?
I used to love that show.
Tim Allen was cool.
Great show.
And they had fresh shoes. They was flying
always,
with the kicks.
Always. The older brother was always.
Tim Allen was all right, though. I don't know.
Was he a good dad?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't remember him doing nothing standout-ish. I don't remember him being a bad dad, but I don't remember him doing no...
Tim Allen?
My friend of action.
I go with Uncle Phil.
Okay. Y'all remember the show The Cruises? They had that guy, Miguel.
Now you're making it multicultural.
It was some wildly inappropriate about the way the Cruises and Miguel. Right. Like, I don't know. I don't know if that was racist or not.
Affirmative action kicked in.
I could just went with George Lopez.
Miguel, dog.
Nah.
Yeah, nah. Bill, Phil, Carl.
Miguel Absolutely. Cruz, yo. Yeah, I go with Bill.
Oh man,
top shit,
top dog.
I was about to say I think about it, but I didn't think the nigga had no kids. But Rock, Charles S. Dutton,
he did have a kid.
Did they have a kid? They had one late in the show.
His kid was an adult.
Did he have a son?
Wasn't his kid an adult?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
His son with the mustache that lived with him.
That was Joey. That was his brother.
He didn't have an adult kid. I swore he had an adult kid.
No, the nigga used to always wear the leather jackets and shit.
He had a little like maroon sweater vest or something.
Yeah, that was his brother Joey.
Joey played the saxophone.
Yeah, but didn't she get pregnant towards the end of the show or some shit like that?
Eleanor.
God damn it, Joey.
But nah, that nigga was a strong figure on you know what I'm saying, as a male.
He was.
The Rock?
Yeah.
No, not the Rock.
Rock.
Yeah, Charles S. Dutton.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't he from Baltimore?
Yeah, he did the corner.
Yeah.
He created that jump.
Yeah.
Oh, he did.
Yeah, remember he had his little intro before every episode.
You're right.
Yeah, best TV dad. Definitely those top three to me.
That's crazy.
All right, one more dad joint. What's the, you can go either way with it because I know y'all fathers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What's the best either advice that you received from your dad or father figure, or the best advice that you have provided out as fathers for y'all too, but for being you, Paul, obviously, the best advice you got from your dad?
For me?
Yeah, or like a little nibbit. You know, it's not got to be advice, a giant long paragraph. It could be a little saying he gave you. Right. Something, you know what I'm saying?
Even though, I know I'm not going to start with my mom, but my dad would say this often, Peter pay for Paul. And for those who don't know what Peter pay for Paul means, it means that when you have kids, if one of your child does something, everyone gets reprimanded, you know what I'm saying, for whatever that one child did. You know, that kept structure. So if I messed up or if I noticed my E or Samantha Wilden, like, no, y'all tripping.
You had to catch that, otherwise she's going to catch it too.
Yeah, because I've been beat over, you know, something they did, and it's like, that's crap.
You did that.
Yeah, and it doesn't make sense, but, you know what? That kind of gave me structure. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Peter paid for Paul.
Mm. It's just fucked up your name, isn't it?
Well, you know, Rob Peter to pay Paul, same shit.
Yeah, for you.
You know what I mean?
About you, Nick. Shit. It's something advice-wise, never really got. The way I got advice from my grandfather was weird. It was like
stay behind the fence.
It was almost like if I'm doing homework and shit, because like, keep it a buck, he didn't got school. He didn't finish school like that. I think my grandfather like got to middle school maybe.
Hey.
And that was it. You know what I'm saying? But he would say shit like, I'm the only dumb nigga in this house. And you know what I'm saying? It didn't like make sense to me at the point until it's like really sitting there like, okay, this nigga's really telling me I better get my shit together so I won't be like him. You know what I'm saying? Type of shit. So that was something that he would always say. I'm the dumbest nigga in here and all this shit. So yeah. So that was his way of pushing. Like, it wasn't until recently my grandfather actually told me he loved me. You know what I'm saying? So it's just certain shit that it was a different type of mentality growing up with him. Cause you gotta think about, I was raised by the person that raised my mom.
Gotcha.
So One of them.
If you guys don't mind me throwing this part in as well, you guys answer these questions. Do you guys understand now this, some of the things that our dad said that didn't make sense as a child, but as you grow up and having kids, you're like, oh, I get it now.
Just like Nick was saying, like we was talking about what he was talking about with his grandfather, like that exact saying, you know, you didn't get it back then, but now you get it. Like,
but not even the same per se, more like actions, right? Because I know, like, if you don't mind me saying this part, like for me, like my dad, from what I hear from my older brothers, that my dad was always out there on the road. Like there'd be days or months or if like up to a year where my dad wouldn't be present. So my idea of my dad growing up is completely different from
theirs.
But as I hear stories and I understand the times that my dad was doing his 1-2, I can see as a man why he was, you know, wilding with women and especially being in the entertainment business.
I mean, yeah, of course. You know, especially being married and growing up, it's like I'd be like sit to myself and say, yo, that I mean, I could understand and see why he left.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't strong enough. At the end of the day, it come down, this nigga wasn't strong enough to handle the situation he was in. You know what I'm saying? And back then, you know, it was different. Like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? So
people are so quick to judge, but it's like, wait till you wear those shoes too, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Before you start
I mean, because as a kid, there you mad as shit. Pops ain't, dad ain't here. The fuck dad at?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Then you start hearing, my mom used to share stories about their relationship, and it used to make me even mad. You know what I'm saying? And then he didn't show up to certain things, and it's like, nigga, fuck this nigga.
Gotcha.
But then as you get older and you start having responsibilities, have other things, shit, you know, slip your mind. You just got to be able to communicate. If this nigga had better communication with me throughout my childhood, it'd have been different. This nigga was in the army. Like I said, he was in the golf course. He was he was gone. So I'm getting pictures, or he might come visit for a little bit and he's gone. I don't hear from him like that. You know what I'm saying? So
was it a lot of artillery pictures?
Nah, he had a bunch of motherfucking Mercedes Benzes and shit out there.
Gotcha.
But
good.
Nah, that nigga showed me that, I think, and I was like probably, I think you know what song was out was Old Dirty Bastard and Mariah Carey's.
Sweet Fantasy.
Yeah,
that's the beginning of
the song. I'm a little bit of country. Yeah, that joint. Yeah. Yeah, so whatever time period that was, that's when my dad showed me the gun.
Pistols.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Pistols.
So.
But yeah, what's up, bro?
You know, for me, mine are more, honestly, like, kind of like what both of y'all were saying. So mine were a lot of little sayings and little random shits, but a lot of times I'll forget them and not even remember them until a situation occurs and be like, oh shit, that's what he meant way back when he said XYZ.
Mm-hmm.
Off the top of my head, the two quickest ones, the easiest ones, one I've mentioned before for sure, is basically learning from someone else's mistakes. Mm-hmm. That's the gist of it. You know what I'm saying? Look, I already got a ticket on that road for speeding. Mm-hmm. It's known speeding road. You're not allowed to catch a ticket there because I already did that. I already paid that fee. I already did that. And I take that and I use it more than just from like family. Like I use that for friends. Like,
oh, absolutely.
Steph got hemmed up over there. XYZ happened over here. I need to stay away from over there. Right. I learned from that mistake easy. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And then another one that always sat well with me was practice does not make perfect. You know, people always say practice makes perfect. Da, da, da. No, the fuck it doesn't. Perfect practice makes perfect. Because if you're practing and you're putting 50% into it, you're hurting yourself. Right. You ain't even helping yourself.
Got you.
So if you're going to practice, you got to do it right.
Yeah,
practice. You
know what I mean?
Bullshit yourself. You're only playing yourself. Don't play yourself. That's the last person you want to play.
No question.
Don't lie to yourself. You can lie to all these other people out here, but you can't lie to them. Don't lie to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perfect practice.
Yeah, perfect practice makes perfect.
I can dig that.
Yeah.
Dig that.
Steph, what you got?
I don't really have nothing. I don't think James was much.
What about the other way around then?
Giving advice. What do you mean? What advice would I give
them? No, yeah, for your kids. Do you think a niblet, like, if you were to look back in Cam, you think in 20 years Cam would be like, yeah, I remember my dad told me X, Y,
Z. It would probably be two things. One of them is hella cliche, and it's don't grow up too fucking fast.
I love that one. Because
real talk, I mean, especially as adults now, like, you get a very small amount of time to be a child. You have the rest of your life to be an adult.
Yep.
Enjoy that shit. Because once you get to a certain age, you're going to look back and you're going to be like, damn.
No question.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I could have that shit back.
Mm-hmm.
But kids be so pressed to be grown that they don't take time to enjoy their childhood. So that would be one. And the other one would be just go 100 at something. It's funny, me and Paul listen to this dude, Dr. Miles Monroe, and he talks about potential all the time and how there's more untapped potential in the graveyard than anywhere else.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So empty yourself out. Go to the grave empty of potential because you used it all. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah, if you got an idea, explore it.
Yeah.
If you got something that you want to write, write it.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. You know just do it.
Mm-hmm. If you got something that you're really into and you really want to do it, go 100. You don't even have to go 100 forever. Just give yourself a specific amount of time, go 100 and see where you are at the end of it. Yeah. I guarantee you'll be happy with your results.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm
saying? And even if you aren't, the worst case, I tried. Yeah, but that before I attempted, I failed. I tried. It is what it is, though.
But you really got to try.
I think I found out you know, what the outcome was. Yeah. Had I never tried, I would have never known.
You really got to try. Don't focus on the results. Focus on the work. Do the work, and the results will be a byproduct of your effort. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, so that's what I would tell them.
Shit, you might find something else in the process.
100%.
You know, you're trying to make, trying to create something like that, and a piece fall off, and all of a sudden, you done found the next. That's usually how it works, too, I feel like, right?
I mean, it said that in Alchemist when you, it's pretty much what they're saying.
Well, that's what alchemy is, though, right?
Yeah.
Changing.
Right? Yeah.
Breaking down, removing, extracting, whatever. So, yeah.
It's all alchemy. And lose a leg, and all of a sudden, that joint is perfect now. Mm-hmm. You didn't even think about that leg being missing.
Heck yeah, man. No, but I love that, though. You know what I'm saying? As far as the results, it's do the work. Right?
Yeah.
Just do it, man.
I mean, yeah, that's the only way.
Now, I'm the only dumbest nigga in this house. You know what I'm saying? Shit, that niggas did better not bring. I was so proud of Chloe all year. She brought home all A's and B's. I think she might have had one or two C's in one, but only in one quarter. You know what I'm saying? It was like the rest of that shit was like, yeah.
It wasn't all A's and B's.
I said all A's and B's and a few C's, but C's was in one quarter.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that was it.
All A's and B's. Yeah. So she had a few A's and B's, comma a few C's.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Nah, extremely proud though, man. It's shout out to all the graduates, man. I've seen a lot of pictures of kids or people's children, graduating. Mm-hmm. Definitely want to big them up.
That's how you know we get
my nieces and nephews also have been graduating. Christ. Yeah, man, time fucking flies, bro.
Yeah, it fucking
flies, man.
Yeah. Also, before this will be coming out, on, Juneteenth. So happy Juneteenth, I'm going to go ahead and throw that out there.
Happy Juneteenth. What's that? That's on the Wednesday, right?
Yeah, that's on Wednesday,
Doubt if you're off. Whatever.
I know you won't be.
Yeah,
hell no. I'm
off. Off of what?
From work.
For what? Juneteenth?
Juneteenth.
Yeah, so I would be off if I was actually
I got it off. I got Wednesday off.
I know. I'm not like out there. Yeah.
Has it become it's not a federal holiday yet.
They made it.
Oh, that's right. That's why you're off. Shit.
Yeah, they made it that way. Yeah.
That's dope.
Because of, the George Floyd stuff and all that, during the Black Lives Matter stuff and all that is going on, then they, they granted us an extra day off.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. Well, amen.
Say amen.
Before we close out, let's get into one of these bold questions, man.
But, hey, yeah, we're going to save the homework for the next episode.
Yes, indeed.
I need some more time to listen to that. you know what I'm saying? Yeah.
And Rem, what was exactly the homework, the name of the album?
Why would you put me on the spot like
it's
that?
It's Thundercat.
It is what it is.
It's Thundercat. Yeah, it is what it is. Thundercat. Yeah.
It is what it is. It's not Thundercats. But
you selected it. That's all good.
Oh!
Try to play.
Hacksaw
Jim. Hey, yo, real quick. If this is Thundercats,
what
would you be, though?
Huh?
If we were in Thundercats, what Thundercat would you be?
I don't remember the Thundercats.
I can't help you with that answer.
Lionel
was the lion joint. You had Panther. It was like the he was the beast. That's who I'd be. Panther. I forget them. Maybe the only two niggas I know. They had like twins. They had like twin kids.
Not giving us a lot to choose from.
They had. It was though. I gotta look at the.
I'll be one of the twins.
Yeah. I thought niggas knew about Thundercats like that.
I did used to watch it, but
too long. My bad. That's something that
All right.
True.
The question from the bowl is if porn becomes illegal, would you break the law to watch it?
Of course.
You said of course.
Said of course. Swiftly.
Criminal, dog.
Bing! Answer.
I don't, listen, I haven't watched porn in.
Here we go.
What you mean?
Here we go.
I'm just saying.
Knew this nigga was going to come through on some righteous bullshit.
I don't watch porn.
He just sent me a text me a video.
You're a liar. You're a goddamn liar. That's just not my thing, though. It hasn't been my thing for a while. So shout out to my porn watchers and my non-porn watchers.
So you would never break the law to watch the porn?
Nah, it ain't my cup of tea, man.
Nah.
You know what? I'm gonna be honest with you.
You heard Holly Berry had a sex tape out and it's on the internet. Hell no. But it's a leak.
You know what?
Hell no. Like, that was
let me finish. You know why? Because I once Googled from a Christian perspective, is it, you know, touching yourself? Like, what's the better way to do it? And they said, don't look up porn. If you're going to masturbate because of the, you know, the pictures that come with it. You know what I mean? So if you're going to touch yourself, just touch yourself. Don't look at no porn.
I wasn't even talking about masturbating. I just said, I'm very had a sex tape out. And you was on the internet with you searching. You hell no. So I guess you don't want to see Holly Berry naked in any way, shape, or form.
I'm not watching porn just to beat off. I'm not just gonna watch porn just to watch it.
For sure.
Can I get an amen?
It's like going to the strip club, man.
Of course. You know, if we go, we go. But I'm not chasing it though.
Nah.
But I'm not gonna whack off at the strip club.
Heard you.
Yeah.
Heard you.
Yeah, I would definitely be a criminal, I think. Because I'm going to watch.
I'm watching.
I'm going to watch.
Yeah, definitely. I'm not going to watch, you know, as often as I could when it was legal. But there may be random occasions where I need to use these illegal activities. I mean,
what you in for, man?
Yeah, right.
Man. You hear about that new...
Yeah, they got me twice, man.
Damn law. Change the laws.
I'm on my third strike.
What?
That's crazy.
You get three strikes for watching porn and they give you 25, nigga.
25. It's a wrap.
Yeah, that's a bullshit.
Grab another joke.
Right, one more. For the YouTube viewers, we apologize. We're currently experiencing technical difficulties, so you will now be looking at a Amen Say Man logo that says technical difficulties written across of it for about, it's probably going to be like the last 5 minutes of the video, but you know, just want to throw that out there real quick. We lost connection for whatever reason.
Nah, give me another one.
Come on, man. Can't be doing it.
He couldn't read his own handwriting.
So, but.
Couldn't read his own handwriting. I know.
That was a waste of a question.
Would you rather know your purpose or the process first to get to your purpose?
Ooh, that's a good one.
You're welcome.
Because when they credit, man, might as well stop putting your motherfucking name at the bottom of the goddamn
question. I mean, when you have thought-invoking questions, you know what I mean?
Oh.
What was the question again?
Would you rather know your purpose?
That's like cheating.
Or the process first to get to your purpose?
Nah, I mean, I don't really care. Give me the purpose. I find my own way.
Well, I mean.
Nah, once you get the purpose, you already got it. You got it. Like, the path to get to the purpose is you skipping that.
No, I'm not.
No. The question is, would you rather know your purpose or the process
to get to your
purpose? To get to your purpose. So me telling you what your purpose is doesn't automatically mean that
you got the purpose.
No, right. Yeah.
For sake of discussion, Paul can, you know, just make it, Paul can tell me, yeah, Rim, your purpose is to
teach
karate to the youth.
Right.
Like, I don't know karate right now, so I got to find my way to figure out how the fuck do I end up at that purpose. You know what I'm saying?
True, true. So, I thought if that was the purpose that...
I would already skip all the... No. I'm telling you, I would want to know the purpose, and then I'll figure out the way to get there on my own.
Absolutely.
Yeah, no. I agree. Because if I know the process, but I don't know the purpose along the way, I'm going to be like, what the fuck am I even doing?
You might skate off. You might... Yeah.
Or like, what is this whole journey for? Like, where am I going?
True.
That too, but
I would want to know the how to get to it.
But you don't know where you're going.
You don't know where you're just following.
I'm cool with that.
Okay.
I'm cool with that because whatever I'm going to is my purpose. I didn't get to choose this purpose. This is my purpose. This is what I've been put here for. You know what I'm saying? You know, that's what we're saying, right?
Right, a purpose. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So whatever path I'm taking to get to this purpose is mine anyway. Mm-hmm. So whatever's there is, you know what I'm saying?
It's going to be there.
You tell me what my purpose is, and then I have to find my own way to get to that. I'm probably going to venture off. I'm not going to make it.
Nah, I'm going for it.
Well, it's a possibility, and I think it's stronger than the former, right? You knowing your purpose first, because like you're saying, if you are told, hey, you're going to have to go do X, like if someone would have told me as a kid that, you know, selling drugs would land me in prison, I wouldn't have did it. I mean, you knew it, but you don't think for yourself, like, you know what I mean? Right.
It's going
to
happen.
It's going to happen to you. Mm. So if I would have been, if I, somebody would have told me, hey, you're going to go to prison, or this is party, then yeah, I'm not going to sell drugs. Fuck that.
But it would take it away from your purpose. Or your necessary process.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I think they all work, you know, hand in hand, though, right? As we can see, nothing that we've been through thus far in life, at least for me, I don't have any regrets. It's made me who I am. So even in the grand scheme of things, how you knowing your process first may deter you from actually fulfilling your purpose, I think eventually you will end up fulfilling that purpose regardless. You know, I mean, it's thus far, that's how life has worked. That's what I've seen. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure everyone has several experiences where you can agree to that.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean? So, no matter how you spin it.
But it's just more so like you being told what the purpose is versus you trying to figure out what the purpose is, what's your purpose. Like for me, time ran out on certain shit. You know what I'm saying? If I knew what my purpose was when I was younger. Mm-hmm. I will be further along living in my purpose. If that makes sense.
Yeah, but you don't know.
I didn't really learn my purpose was really until, you know what I'm saying, maybe 4 or 5 years ago.
Do you think you know your purpose?
I think I know why I'm here.
Not why you're here, but just as far as your purpose. If I don't know if you're saying it's the same thing.
I mean, yeah. My number one was, as far as purpose, what I feel like my purpose is, I haven't been told. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, so is to provide a home and take care of my family.
Gotcha.
That's first and foremost.
Yeah. I don't know if that's
is that purpose, a purpose though. Or a responsibility.
That's a it can go hand in hand.
You're responsible. Nah, not necessarily.
Well,
can I just throw something in real quick? Mm-hmm. Right. One of the first laws that God gives us is to populate, right? Be fruitful and multiply. So when you say, and again, I'm not taking away from what you believe is part of your purpose thus far, just by when you say that and Remington bringing up, is that a responsibility? To me, that just falls on the accountability as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, your purpose is to be fruitful and to multiply. That has nothing to do with you as an individual, right? So I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, for me, I think I've touched on different parts of my purpose, but in the grand scheme of things, I feel like I'm still, you know, on that journey. I'm starting to get a little more revelation. Like, you know what? You're on a good path right now. Keep following through and see the reward in it. You know what I mean? But yeah. I don't think I know it yet.
Who let the fucking dogs in now?
But do you find your purpose, or does your purpose find you? Like,
I think your purpose finds you through the, you know, when you're present and you really start, like, you know, sacrificing and shedding layers of you that existed a year prior. Because, you know, you graduate every year, right? Hopefully, if you're in the game. I feel like slowly but surely, yeah, your purpose does find you. You know, I don't think it's hard to really find it because I want to do so many different things. Mm. You know, people be like, oh, Paul, I love the way you dress. But it's like, dude, I don't really want to be a designer. I love clothes. Yeah. I do want to have a t-shirt line, but, like, I never ever wanted to be, you know, sewing and all that extra shit, like, that's things people have thrown on me just based on how I look. Doesn't, no, I'm going to keep, I want to make an impact on my community by giving back, helping people. You know what I mean? That's always been my, like, drive, you know?
True that.
So.
Yeah, that's good. You did enough damage to the community. You should be giving back.
That's what we do, be honest.
You owe.
you owe.
Man, in my tell-all book, man, one day. One day, though, the world will know you, Steph. That's all I can say, man. But listen,
yeah.
What's on, well, that's right. We're going to redo this week's homework for next week.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Anything exciting we got going on, Nick?
Nah, man.
As far as your music?
Music, I got 3 albums. I mentioned that, 3 projects. I'm two of which I solely produce, and one more that co-produced, and that's already been mixed and stuff, but we got to make some final changes with that. Waiting on the right time to drop that. Hopefully, you know, probably sometime September. September-ish, October-ish. I don't know. Just waiting for motherfuckers to sit their asses back down. It's vacation time, and niggas ain't got attention span to listen to shit right now. So just waiting for the perfect timing.
Awesome.
To drop all 3 of these joints. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Sweet. But, yeah. You, Rum?
What?
Anything exciting? I knew that was going to throw you off. Before we close it though, shout out to Marvelous. You know what I mean? Hope all is well with you.
Mm-hmm. Happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
Absolutely. Yeah. I do want to end with this quote though before we close out. Heard it from a good brother named
Steph Muse.
Not Steph Muse. Les Brown, I believe. Sorry if I'm fucking up your last
name. More white.
But then he says though, if life smacks you and you land on your back, make sure you're looking up, because when you're looking up, that means you can get up. Feel me?
Sure. I didn't like that.
I thought it was great.
You said next
if you fall, if life, if life, if you fall on your back on life, make sure you're looking up. Because if you're looking up, that means you can get up.
That was disappointing.
I mean, of course you're gonna be looking up because you just got hit on your back.
I'm on my back.
Like you already said that.
Nah, man. Yeah,
you got to make sure you read the quote off the phone or the paper.
Let's get it together, man. Les Brown needs
he's a great motivational speaker.
Les Brown needs more
writing. A little less, you know what I mean?
I'm not convinced.
Nah.
On that note,
fuck your quote.
This your boy P.
Nick G.
Rim the model.
Yo, if you land on your stomach, make sure you're looking down. Steph Muse.
Hey, we out, yo. Fuck.
Bye.
Maybe they'll come.